This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden was to pay his last respects in London to Queen Elizabeth II on Sunday, as ordinary mourners waiting in marathon lines were warned that time was running out to view her coffin lying in state. Biden, who flew in late Saturday, has said that King Charles's mother defined an era after she reigned for a record-breaking 70 years leading up to her death on September 8th, age 96. There was also a private audience at Buckingham Palace for Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand, which, like Australia and 12 other Commonwealth realms, now count King Charles as its sovereign. The first members of the public were already camping out in advance to catch a glimpse of Monday's grand farewell at Westminster Abbey, which is expected to bring London to a standstill and be watched by billions of viewers worldwide. Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives Nancy Pelosi says the United States deplores recent attacks by Azerbaijan on Armenia and has called for a negotiated solution to the country's conflict. Pelosi is visiting Armenia with a congressional delegation just a few days after 2 days of shelling by both sides that killed more than 200 troops. It was the largest outbreak of hostilities in more than 2 years. The two ex-Soviet countries have been locked in a decades-old conflict over a separatist area, which is part of Azerbaijan but was long under the control of ethnic Armenian forces backed by Armenia since a war there ended in 1994. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine during the night. The British Defense Ministry warned Sunday Russia is likely to increase its attacks on civilian targets as it suffers battlefield defeats. The regional governor of Mykolaiv said overnight shelling hit a hospital in the city. The separatist forces that control much of Donetsk on Sunday claimed Ukrainian shelling of a prisoner of war colony killed one prisoner and injured four. More than 50 POWs were reported killed in a July attack on the same prison that Russian and Ukrainian authorities blame on each other. China's consumer spending and output showed improvement in August, but are still weak because of continuous coronavirus restrictions, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Analysts have warned the world's second-largest economy is taking a hit from repeated shutdowns of cities to fight virus outbreaks. Economists say this year's Chinese economic growth might come in below 3%, less than half of last year's 8.1%. China's rebound from the pandemic has been disrupted by coronavirus restrictions. Antivirus measures saw industrial centers such as Shanghai shut down as the virus picked up pace from March this year. A report from investment bank ING says China's economy remains at risk from future lockdowns. I'm Karen Chamas.
Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden was to pay his last respects in London to Queen Elizabeth II on Sunday, as ordinary mourners waiting in marathon lines were warned that time was running out to view her coffin lying in state. Biden, who flew in late Saturday, has said King Charles's mother defined an era after she reigned for a record-breaking 70 years. Meanwhile, a powerful typhoon has slammed ashore in southern Japan and is pounding the region with strong winds and heavy rain, causing blackouts, paralyzing ground and air transportation, and prompting the evacuations of thousands of people. The Japan Meteorological Agency says the typhoon is heading north after making landfall on Japan's southern main island. It's packing maximum winds of 101 miles per hour and is forecast to reach Tokyo on Tuesday. The weather agency predicted as much as 20 inches of rainfall by Monday evening, warning of flooding and landslides, also saying unprecedented levels of powerful winds and waves could be on the way. Residents in the hard-hit area where the typhoon made landfall were told to stay inside stable buildings on the second floor or higher. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.